on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1942. There's a war on. What did things look like here on the coast side in 1942? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, local news 1942, target practice at Montara Point. Daily target practice will be held at anti-aircraft gunners off Montara, according to the Coast Guard. Mariners are warned that the danger area covered the sea within a 7-mile radius of the point. Sugar rationing cards available. The county courthouse in Redwood City is receiving point of supplies governing rationing of food and other commodities from the supplies will be delivered to all rationing authorities in the country. This will include sugar rationing cards to be distributed. And national tax looms. Since the sale of defense bonds can pay for only a small part of the war budget, Congress is considering a national sales tax. The amount of the tax is yet to be determined, but it's figured the tax could produce $3 or $4 billion a year without, according to congressional circles, hitting the public too hard. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Entryways can be telling. And that's why I try to keep the pub's entryway both tidy yet interesting. Here's an example of what happened to a friend delivering a meal to a couple with a newborn child. She met them, but really didn't know them, but she knew the father was a fireman and the meal would be appreciated. Their address was a little questionable, and when she arrived with the meal, she took a look around, not the yard of an entrance you'd expect from a fireman, as she has a fireman in her family. She took the meal home and found the correct address, and sure enough, the grounds were tidy and inviting. Got me thinking of clues as to what the front porch can tell you about who lives there. No judgment, just figuring out who resides. Kids may result in a stroller, or trikes, or a skateboard ready to roll. Animals can produce doggy beds, water bowls, bags of pet food, kitty litter. Horses can result in horse gear ready for action. Gardening produces shovels, fertilizers, and pots, and all of the above. Probably some shoes and galoshes ready to jump into. In defense of the front door clutter, if things are bare with nothing, do those living there have a quiet life that allows for such tidiness? Huh, who knows? Keep calm and front porch on. Following the U.S. entering the war, the mobilization of war efforts were quick and effective, with car makers and other manufacturers changing to production of weapons of war. The war is also creating a new breed of movies with war themes. The U.S. sentiment towards Japanese following Pearl Harbor is not good, as 120,000 people of the Japanese descent are being sent to internment camps. In the early 1942, the war in the Pacific is not going well, with America losing Guam, Hong Kong, Wake, Singapore, and the Philippines. Here at home, gasoline is 15 cents a gallon, but gas rationing is going into effect and you can only buy 3 gallons a week. Popular movies include Road to Morocco with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, Casablanca, Bambi, and Yankee Doodle Dandy. Music-wise, 1942 can best be described as the Battle of the Bands. The airwaves were filled with music of Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw, Harry James, Woody Herman, and Tommy Dorsey. One of the big hits heard on the radio and jukeboxes was Glenn Miller's String of Pearls. This popular recording was also by well-known band leader. It was introduced in the movie The Fleets, in starring Dorothy L'Amour, William Holden, and Betty Hutton in her feature film debut. In this rendition, we hear Helen O'Connell and Bob Eberle. Here's Tommy Dorsey and Tangerine. Hope you have enjoyed our time machine flashback to 1942. Where to next? Take a seat in the AM 1710 time machine and find out. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.